You are now listening to the English news at Kung Tao Radio and Television Station. The government office has recently issued a notice summarizing the conclusions of Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh following his working trip with localities in the Mekong Delta to address difficulties in transportation projects. According to the announcement, concerning the settlement of construction materials, the Prime Minister requested the Chairman of the People's Committee of Bến Tre, Vĩnh Long, Đồng Tháp, Sóc Trăng, An Giang, Ho Chi Minh City, Bình Dương, Đồng Nai, Bà Rịa Vũng Tàu provinces to proactively implement all specific policies and mechanisms to secure material sources as per the assigned targets. They're committed to completing licensing procedures in July and exploiting all sand and stone mines by August 2024 to support the construction of key expressways in the Mekong Delta. The Department of Planning and Investment of Kung Tao City is inviting investors to submit applications for the social housing projects at the Kung Tao Trade Union Institution area. The project has a total investment capital of over 186 billion Vietnamese dong and will utilize a land area of nearly 19,400 square meters. The project, located in Phuc Thới Ward, Ôn Môn District, aims to build social housing to meet the housing needs of workers, union members, and laborers in the city. The construction investment includes a low-rise social housing area with 27 two-story townhouses, a high-rise social housing area with 288 apartments in two buildings, technical infrastructure works, green spaces, yards, and internal roads. The project has an operational period of up to 50 years and construction and completion schedule within 30 months. Kung Tao City's total retail sales of goods and consumer service revenue in July 2024 is estimated to exceed 11,350 billion Vietnamese dong, marking a 3.78% increase over the previous month and a 15.49% increase year-on-year. In the first 7 months of 2024, total retail sales of goods and consumer service revenue are estimated to surpass 75,930 billion Vietnamese dong, an increase of 11.67% compared to the same period last year. Commercial activities remain relatively stable, with relevant growth in most economic sectors exceeding 10%. The consumption rate of sugary drinks has surged rapidly in Vietnam in recent years. Besides contributing to high obesity rates, regular intake of sugary drinks also elevate the risk of metabolic disorder, such as type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and high blood pressure. According to the National Institute of Nutrition, under the Ministry of Health, the average per capita consumption of sugary drinks in Vietnam was more than 35 liters per person in 2013, increasing to over 52 liters per person by 2020. In 2019, nearly 34% of students aged 13 to 17 consumed soft drinks at least once a day. On average, a Vietnamese person consumes about 46.5 grams of free sugar per day. On July 27 morning at Chúc Lâm Phương Nam Zen Monastery in Phong Điền District, the Executive Committee of the Buddhist Sangha of Kung Tao City held the opening ceremony of the Tu Wen Great Ordination Platform in 2024. In admiration of the merits of the late Most Venerable Elder Thích Tu Wen, the City Buddhist Sangha Executive Committee respectfully commemorates his life of studying and practicing the Dharma. This act serves to remind the candidate to diligently study and cultivate virtues, ensuring the Dharma continues to develop solemnly and firmly within the nation's hearts. The Tu Wen Great Ordination Platform 2024 took place from July 26 to 28, with 379 novices receiving precepts. The ordination for monks was held at Chúc Lâm Phương Nam Zen Monastery in Phong Điền District, while the ordination for nuns took place at Phước Long Pagoda in Cái Răng District. In its ongoing efforts to elevate the Gengde Heritage International Marathon to a new level and establish it on the international marathon map, DHA Vietnam Company has decided to invite experts from the Association of International Marathons and Distance Running to Gengde to directly standardize the race route. From July 25th to 26th, world-class expert Phung Wak Thak from AIMS collaborated with the Department of Culture, Sports and Tourism of Gengde City, relevant departments and the tournament's organizing committee to inspect, measure and standardize the running route proposed by DHA team of experts after a detailed survey and design process. With the route certified according to AIMS standards, athletes participating in the Gengde Heritage International Marathon can use their completion results as a qualifying condition to register for the Abbott World Marathon Majors World Championship by age. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.